Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you have the most magical trip to the happiest place on earth. I'm your host, Samantha DeCastro-Corcoran, and on this podcast, we talk planning tips, hotel and food reviews, and about our love for the Disneyland Resort. Let's jump in. I am not affiliated with Disney, the Walt Disney Company, or Disneyland in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and support you on your planning journey, and are as accurate as possible on date of publication. But things do change, so always double check, and we are not responsible for any discrepancies. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Plan the Magic. It is officially the Christmas season at the Disneyland Resort. So today we're talking about everything you need to know if you're visiting in December of 2024. Let's jump in. All right, so I'm recording this on Thursday, November 14th. Tomorrow is the official start of the holiday season at Disneyland. They are also opening Tiana's Bayou Adventure tomorrow. We've got a bunch of construction walls that have been taken down around the Haunted Mansion queue. All the things are happening right now, and it is great to see them getting ready for not only the holiday season, but hopefully for a fully functioning park for the 70th next year. So, of course, firstly, we're going to talk about the weather. Always the first thing we talk about when we're talking about our monthly prep episodes. For December, it's, of course, getting cooler, but still warm, in my opinion. The highs are around 20 degrees Celsius, with lows around 8 degrees Celsius. Our rain can bump up a little bit to 4-ish days on average for the month. So, again, we're really getting into the, you know, layering longer sleeve weather down in California, especially if you're going to be in the parks after the sun goes down. We definitely want to make sure we've got some jackets, light jackets or sweaters going on during the day. 20 degrees for me, still very warm, so I could probably get away with a t-shirt there. But again, this is all very dependent on where you're coming from when you're going to Southern California. My sister-in-law is down there with her husband and our niece and nephew right now, and they're like, you know, crushing it at the beach, and, you know, like, they're wearing sweaters at like night and early in the day, but they're still, I mean, it's, you know, it's technically still fall, but Calgary starts to get cold in like October, so it's definitely warmer there than it is here, especially when you go in the winter. But that's what we're looking at for the weather. Crowd-wise, this is probably the biggest month of the year, even compared to summers. So Christmas, big deal for Disney parks, especially the American Disney parks. There is a huge level of crowds. You can probably get away with like that first week, maybe first 2 weeks of December being slower in comparison. But once we're hitting American Thanksgiving and until after New Year's Day, it's going to be at its peak levels, typically. Magic keys do get blocked out for the weeks. I think it's typically the 2 weeks surrounding the Christmas and New Year's Eve holidays. But that's just kind of an indicator of how many people visit during that time of year. And magic keys will sometimes also purchase day tickets to experience the parks during and around Christmas and New Year's. So keep that in mind for crowds. It is going to be some of the busiest times. Again, you can probably still get away without needing Lightning Lane if you don't want to purchase it. Just keep in mind that the lines will probably be longer, but the nice thing with Disneyland is you don't need to pre-purchase and you don't need to be pre-booking like you do at Walt Disney World. You can absolutely make the decision day of if you like. Just keep in mind that the day of decision could be a little more expensive because they do surge pricing for Lightning Lanes as well. That it could be a little more expensive by just a few dollars if you decide to purchase day of versus purchasing ahead of time when you purchase your ticket. All right, so weather and crowds, easy to deal with. Of course, both Disneyland and DCA will be fully decked out in their holiday stuff starting tomorrow, technically when I'm recording this, but throughout all of December and usually into like the first week and a half of January. That is including the Festival of Holidays at Disney California Adventure. So they actually do have like a food and wine style event going on starting tomorrow throughout the Christmas season, where there will be food booths throughout DCA and you can purchase all sorts of fun little food and wine style holiday inspired food and drink, which is always a huge hit. And I have never heard, like, every once in a while there's like not a great food or drink, but overall the experience itself is quite amazing. Also, with the start of Christmas season, we're going to be seeing a lot of Christmas overlays on different types of entertainment. So Small World will have the holiday lighting that happens every night, typically around 4:30. They do like a little ceremony where they light the Christmas lights on Small World. It is gorgeous. They will do a Christmas tree lighting in DCA and Disneyland every night. The Believe in Holiday Magic fireworks show is the fireworks show happening. Fantasmic is the same. There's no holiday overlay for that, but we are getting our Fantasmic currently on the weekends. But keep an eye on the calendar as things get busier. We might be getting some of those dates added back. New Orleans Square and all the other lands are completely decked out in Christmas. Toontown, all of them have some level of Christmassy sprinkled on them, which is amazing. All of the Christmas merch, there's Hanukkah merch, holiday merch, is all throughout the parks. We've got lounge flies, we've got spirit jerseys, we've got different ears. Bauble Bar keeps coming out with cuter and cuter ears, it feels like, every week, which is unreal. Also announced yesterday, Disney and Lululemon are doing a collab, so I might have to go to Lululemon this weekend and just give them all my money. But so that's a really cool collaboration that we have for Disney merchandise that's happening right now. Other things to consider for the month of December, if you're looking to get the Christmas, the handmade candy canes, there are certain dates and there's a whole process. Like, this is like one of the highest sought out things to get during the Christmas season. So you do have to like go join a line. They'll text you when it's your time to come back to your, whether you're in Disneyland or DCA, both candy shops will have them on different days. So you're going to want to go online and check what those dates are, see if you're in the parks, and you're going to have to like motor over there to get a time to come back for the hand spun. Also, the Mickey gingerbread cookies are a big, big deal this year and every year. And of course, we always have holiday special foods. There is always a foodie guide released. So you can head over to the Disney Parks blog if you want to see any specific foods ahead of your trip. There will be Thanksgiving themed things. All of the churros get a holiday little makeover as well. We get some different cold brews. Disney loves doing cold brews for their foodie guides. And then, of course, the entertainment starts to skew towards the street entertainment will skew holiday as well. So like the Dapper Dans will do more Christmas stuff. The Disneyland Band will do some Christmas stuff. World of Color has a Christmas version of the show that will be shown. And even Downtown Disney, that when they do their stuff, it'll start to lean more towards holidays, which is lovely. And Disney's California Adventure, they will have some different Christmas holiday specific stuff. They'll have like the mistletoes that will march through the parks. Like we said, Season of Light is the World of Color Christmas version. They have Disney Viva Navidad, which is a street party that happens multiple times throughout the afternoons and early evenings. You can check those out. They do like a little castle lighting, usually twice a night at Sleeping Beauty Castle, where they do like a whole little show with the lights there. And those are the types of entertainment you can be looking for. At the beginning of the month, DCA is fully functional. They have no closures, but Disneyland will have some. So Big Thunder Mountain will be closed for a few weeks, and Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln is still closed as well. We have no opening dates for that, and I honestly don't know if we're going to get an opening date for that. On Monday, December 2nd, Casey Jr. Circus Train and the Storybook Canal Boats will also be closing for a short little refurb, with those both opening up by the end of the week. So by Saturday, December 7th, those will both be back open. Like I said about Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, it's probably not going to be open until the new year, if that. But Big Thunder Mountain does reopen on Friday, December 13th. Of course it does. and then, of course, Haunted Mansion is already it's been its holiday overlay since it reopened in the summer. That will continue until it closes to get put back to normal Haunted Mansion, typically in January.
Haunted Mansion is still virtual queue, so keep that in mind. At 7 a.m. and 12 noon, you will have to join a virtual queue on the app.
Tiana's is going to be the exact same thing. The only difference is, at least for now, there will be a third virtual queue time at 4 p.m. that you can attempt to join as well, because that's obviously going to be have a lot higher demand with the ride opening tomorrow. So if you want to ride Tiana's Bayou Adventure or Haunted Mansion Holiday, you will need the app and you will need virtual queue. Also, Bayou Country is fully open and operational. The new Hungry Bear, which is a barbecue version, country bear version now. Lewis's Critter Country is now open, and Ray's Berets is open. All of that is fully functional. It looks like we're making huge progress on the Haunted Mansion construction. A lot of the walls came down yesterday, so Magnolia Court is fully open again. The New Orleans Railroad train station is now open again. And we also had the walls come down around the new Madame Leota gift shop. So the whole exterior is done. We're just waiting for the interior and the opening of that. And otherwise, other than the Big Thunder refurb and the short little Storybook Canal boats and Casey Jr., everything is pretty much operational. So that's pretty awesome. DCA is fully functioning right now. And there is some construction going on in the Esplanade. They're replacing, we're getting new entry. Why can't I think of the word? We are getting like new entries, like the little turnstiles. Gee, buzz. I had to do the motion with my finger. We're getting new turnstiles. So they've slowly been adding those. I think they're doing DCA first and then they're doing Disneyland. But look out for those. If you do see walls, construction walls in the Esplanade, don't panic. They're just, they're doing each little section of ticket booths at a time. So we'll be getting new turnstiles over the next few weeks. And other than that, things are looking good at the Disneyland Resort. And yeah, that is December for you. Just a lot of Christmas cheer. Don't forget that it does snow on Main Street after the fireworks. So it snows. They use soap to do it. So that's why it's called snow. So stick around on Main Street after any fireworks to experience that. And I hope you guys have a magical holiday season if you're going to Disneyland for the month of December. And I will see you in next week's episode. Have a great one. Bye. That's it for today's episode of Plan the Magic. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And as always, keep dreaming. And until next time, I'll see you real soon.